Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Write Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Write Stream and hashtag Write Stream. Thanks for listening to the Write Stream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio. It's a Sunday again, another Sunday night, and I'm happy to be here and happy that all of you are listening. We have lots of callers in the queue already, which is great, and I'm looking forward to another really fun show on Just Believe. We're on the Write Stream Network, by the way, everyone, and I tell you this every week, I know, but you should all check out writestreamradio.com. where you will find information about all our different shows and our different hosts. We have a lot of talented hosts. If you're if you want to call in and you're listening and haven't called in, you can reach us at 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. Press 1, and you'll get picked up by Daria Ann, who is the founder of the Write Stream Network. And thankfully is screening my calls again this evening. So you'll get to talk to her, and we'll get as many people on as we can. My name is Lisa Tarvis, and I am a metaphysician, board certified, wow, words are going to be hard again tonight, board certified holistic health practitioner and intuitive counselor, and of course the host of Just Believe, also the author of the book Just Believe. And you can find out more about me at lisatarvis.com. That's LisaTarvis.com. And tonight we're going to have on a wonderful, this is a new guest, and actually she's been doing psychic readings and tarot readings for many, many years, but this is our first time on radio, so I'm really excited about that because I'm kind of like, I don't know, I just feel like special. I'm breaking her in here into the radio business. So everybody, please remember, we have a lot of callers. Please just ask one question. So while you're thinking here, while you're in the queue and you're thinking about who it is or what it is you want to talk about, if you have more than one question, just narrow it down for us so we can get to as many callers as we can. I think that's all I wanted to talk about. I don't have my notes again. I think I told you guys a couple weeks ago I lost my notes for the show. I found them and lost them again. So there you go. That's normal for me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read Jessica's bio. Her name is Jessica Brown, and Jessica was born in Pensacola, Florida. She grew up loving the winter wonderland of Wisconsin after moving when she was 8 years old. Jessica had psychic abilities since she was 13 years old, but didn't think much about it until she became an adult. She wanted to know more and began to do research. This led to writing books and talking to people that were like her. She gained knowledge of her metaphysical world and learned tarot at 29 years old. Many of Jessica's courses, ebooks, business ventures have a foundation regarding spiritual awareness, and this is because of her own experience and success. All she has ever achieved was due to reevaluating herself first and changing the way she thinks, does, and feels. Jessica is a five-dimensional alchemist, a metaphysical counselor, author of 4 ebooks, and an entrepreneur. Jessica started her own spiritual wealth and health business from scratch, knowing and believing that anything is possible. Her intent for her readers and clients is enlightenment of the power within and to achieve the same things or greater. If you would like to know more about Jessica and what she does, please visit her website, which is spiritualsuccesshaven.com. And we'll put that in the chat room. Anybody that's listening, you want to go into the chat room, I think it's at the bottom of the screen on our main page, or on the show page, I believe. And you can go into the chat room and get the links that we're talking about as we're going through it. So it's spiritualsuccesshaven.com. So I want to bring Jessica on. Welcome, Jessica. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited that you were able to do this, and I know that this is, it's weird, the first time you do radio, I'm telling you, the first time I did a radio show, you know, as a psychic, I was like, are you kidding me? I'm going to be scared to death. And I got off, and this was just, this is me, but this is just a me thing, but I got done, and I'm like, oh my God, I want to do it again. And I asked every person that did radio, I was like all over the place, please, 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 let me on your show. And I just loved it. It was so much fun. So hopefully you have a similar experience. So you have a really great website, and I did go and visit your website before the show. And well, actually, I visited it months ago when I first booked you on the show. But I also went and looked at it today again so that I could refamiliarize myself with it. It's very professionally done. It's a really nice website. So everyone, you should definitely check out everything that Jessica has to offer on her site. And I think through there somewhere, there's a way to book appointments. Is there a way to book appointments directly with you?
I have a link on there for Love Psychic. So if you have love questions, you can request. Or you can just go for overall psychic reading or career reading. You can just email me at JessicaBrown@spiritualsuccesshaven.com. You can just email me. That's fine. And because I do regular readings, but my specialty are love readings. I love doing love readings.
Yeah, well, that's because love is so great. You know, love is great. So, but you have on your site, you have free meditation and yoga techniques, which I think is great. You have a dream dictionary on there, which is awesome, and links to all your ebooks. You've written 4 ebooks, like I read in your bio, but they are The Power of Gaining Spiritual Money, Control Anxiety and Depression, Mastering Tarot Reading for Profit, and what's the other one? I don't know if I know the other one.
The Power of Gaining Spiritual Money, Anxiety, Mastering. And, how to get a good man in 30 days.
How to get a good man in 30 days. Is that possible, Jessica?
Yes, it is.
You're not just pulling everybody's chain here, huh?
No, okay. I think anybody do think it's a joke tonight when I advertise. They ask me the same thing. Is this for real? And I'm like, yeah, it's for real. You know, I met my husband, and we got married. Well, we didn't get married in 30 days, but we met in a committed relationship within 30 days. So it's definitely possible.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody should check that out for sure. And they're ebooks, which I love. I like ebooks. I like to download them and read them on my iPad and, you know, and not have to worry about having the book sitting around. I love books, but I just got to the point where I have too many books. So I happen to really enjoy the easiness, the simpleness, I guess, of having an ebook. So everybody check those out on Jessica's website. Let's get to our first reading. We have Kimberly on hold from Georgia. And Kimberly, you're going to be the first person that Jessica does an on-air reading for, so be nice.
Oh, of course. Hi, how are you?
Good talking to you, Kimberly.
Good. Well, my question is a little bit more about my career. I've been teaching, and I've been attempting to get out of teaching for the last 3 years, and it hasn't happened yet. And there must be some type of purpose. And I just want some encouragement about this year.
I love doing purpose, because I think that is so important with this new vibration of 2014. I think a lot of people are searching for their purpose this year more than usual because of the shift in the energy field. And so a lot of people are feeling like their job is just not, they're not connected. They're noticing they're not having connection with it, and they want something more. So that's a very popular question. I just pulled the card. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay. feeling that whatever you do, you definitely have to have that connection because that's the kind of person you are. And success has a lot to do with this at the moment. Do you feel a pull from, like, love? Every time I pull the card, it's a love card. Every single time. So I'm thinking maybe your relationship has something to do with this as well.
No, I'm not in a relationship right now, so.
What?
I said I'm not in a relationship right now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I had along with the King of Cups, I had the Two of Cups was actually reversed, which is telling me that there's a disconnection with people, having to need to connect with people. So your purpose would be something of a social nature, like connecting to it, people through counseling, through whatever it is. You to connect with people in spiritual levels. Sometimes if some companies these days don't allow you to connect to people and be creative with allowing from really connecting and really helping that person. I think once you start doing like one-on-one counseling or really getting in touch with helping people, and so having your own job or having your own business would probably benefit you a lot. I'm feeling that. Because then you'll be able to create what you want and how you want and be able to create your own rules. And you won't be stuck in all these regulations.
I agree. Because public school is nothing but regulations.
And, are you a teacher, Kimberly?
I am. I teach high school biology.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's very social, obviously. So that's probably what you were picking up there, Jessica, is, maybe there's, I don't know what you do as a teacher that you could have your own business, but I guess there are lots of things, really.
Yeah, she can teach online. She can have a course online. She can have built her own like a small studio. There's a lot of little offices around that she can rent to have her own studio, or if she doesn't feel like she wants to go to that level, she can do it online. Of course, online are there where people can tune in with her in a webinar type situation where they can see her, they can talk to her, but she's able to connect with them on a spiritual level and help them the way she really desired to without being restricted.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Kimberly, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
No.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to ask you, Jessica, just to do me a favor. The connection is really bad, and I think everybody's having a hard time hearing you. Do you mind calling back in?
No, I don't mind. I will do that now.
Yeah, if you don't mind calling back in, only so we can maybe hear if it's breaking up a lot on and off. And I'm pretty sure it's your end that's doing that.
It probably is, most likely. Okay. Okay, I'm going to do that now.
All right. Thanks. All right, we're waiting for Jessica to call back in. Sorry, everyone, but I don't know if everybody could hear it or not, but I sure could. And it was really a bad connection. So hopefully we'll get her back here in just a couple of minutes, and we'll all be able to hear her a little better, and not have to suffer through that. That drives me crazy when I can't hear somebody. It's like a radio that's playing staticky. It drives me nuts. Anyway, I'm going to bring on our next caller while we're waiting. Michelle from Colorado. Hello, it's Lisa. How are you?
Hello, good evening. I'm great. How are you doing, Lisa?
Good. I'm doing real well. I am just waiting. We're waiting for Jessica to call back in. But, you know, I'd be happy to try and answer your question just from me, if you'd like.
Sure, I'd like to see. My question actually is employment as well. I'm just hoping to see if you can see, like, when, about time frame, I would be able to find something.
Okay, this is probably a good question.
Looking.
Yeah, this is probably a good question for me because Jessica, the way she does her readings, I think are she does a lot of, you know, using cards and she's into love and purpose and all that. So let me just connect real quick and see what I pick up about time frame. I definitely don't see anything coming this summer, but the good news is it's August, so the summer's almost over. What do you do for work?
Now, currently, I've been a housewife for the last 7 years, but I'm divorced from my husband. And so before that, everything, I was even in the mortgages. I'm looking now for, like, virtual work so that I can also, you know, be working on starting my company as well. And so that's what I've been applying for is virtual position.
But a virtual position doing what?
Virtual positions from customer service, secretarial, even accounting, all of that.
All right, this is what I'm picking up, and this may be, I feel like there's going to be a third party involved, meaning a third party taking some of your money for a while, and until you get something else started, it feels like you're going to be part of a website that does things like they have, it's something people chat with and get advice from different areas, if that makes any sense, like different areas of, you know, it may be you're talking to a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant or a, you know, whatever, you know, all these different areas, and that, so they take a percentage of the money, okay? But you still make money, all right? You're still making money. You're doing it from home, and you're able to really get your name out there while you're building up your own local connections and getting a website. I feel like you need to get a website up and out there, start some social media, things like that. I feel like all that's going to happen. It feels like by Christmas, you'll be comfortable. Like you'll be starting to feel comfortable with where you're at, you know, with everything. You'll be more comfortable with, financially, just a safer place. You won't feel so lost. And it's hard when you're going through a divorce and you know, you're going through a divorce and you know, need to make your own way. You know what I mean? It's absolutely scary. I've been there. It's very scary, but I don't feel like you're going to have problems. You're a go-getter and it's just going to take a little bit of time to build up and then you'll be in good shape. I think by Thanksgiving, Christmas, I think you're going to feel some of the weight is off your shoulders of worry, you know, the worrying part.
Okay. Would definitely be wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, it's not tomorrow, but at the same time, it's not like a year or two from now either. I mean, it's coming up. So. But it does take a little pre-work. It does take a little investigating. It does take a little bit of research to find some place that you can be part of. You know what I mean? An existing company that you can, you know, start up with. But I think you're going to do really well. While you're doing that, that's going to be the money you make while you're waiting for your own stuff to start.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to do is have, you know, that be where I can
don't waste
start
any time. Start
funding for my own.
Yeah, start looking online. Google what it is that you want to do, and you'll find some sites that you know just have to apply to that are like big companies that are interested in lots of different areas. I mean, there's even companies that do. Most of the spiritual psychic stuff, they have their own websites. It's not the same, but there have been some that I've seen that do all kinds of things in business. You know, you can get somebody to write a paper for you if you need to write a paper or, you know, whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there. If you need help figuring out what the heck's wrong with your computer, that kind of stuff. There are all kinds of things out there. So start with that. Start with that, and I think that's gonna make you grow into something more.
Well, I definitely will do that. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle. Nice talking to you.
Can you leave me on so I can?
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Let me see if we have Jessica back here anywhere. I think Daria may have her online right now. So we're just gonna give it 1 second so that Jessica can do her stuff if this is her. Hoping she didn't get scared and decide to go hide. First time radio appearance, you never know. It can be a little scary. So we're going to, yep, she's back. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring on the next caller, which is Sarah from Pennsylvania. Hi, Sarah. This is Lisa. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Glad to hear it. Where in PA are you?
In eastern Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me too. I'm in eastern Pennsylvania, too. So anyway, let me put you on with Jessica. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, is this Sarah?
I don't know yet. Let's see. Did Daria talk to you for a minute? Did she think it sounded better?
Yeah, she did.
All right. Yeah, it sounds okay right now. It sounds a little crackly, but it's not as bad. So anyway, oops. Anyway, I have you on the line with, I'm having all kinds of, like, typing things. Sarah from Pennsylvania. So, Jessica, meet Sarah. Sarah, meet Jessica.
Hello.
Hello.
Sarah, did you have a question for Jessica tonight?
Yes. General reading, please.
A general reading. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm pulling some cards for you. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm not used to being on the radio. I'm used to people being able to see me. So I'm trying to change the way I do things. I've got to have to tell you what I'm doing. So I apologize.
Yeah, well,
so,
that's the whole thing with card reading. When you're reading cards, all of a sudden there's this silence, and everybody's like, did you hang up on me? Where'd you go? It's a little weird.
Yeah,
a little weird. I don't use cards, so I don't have that problem, but so many of the people that we have on do use cards. So and you are still breaking up a little bit, Jessica. So.
Yeah, I'm breaking up. I'm sorry. I apologize so much.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It's just once. It's like every so often. I don't know.
I use tarot cards to assist me. Sometimes I can pick people up right away, and some people are very hard to pick up with my psychic ability. So I use, in this instance, I'm going to use cards as my crutch for right now. I'm picking up, is that a money card for you? It's a money card, seven of pentacles. And just one moment. I'm picking up another person so I can get a better explanation. I'm going now.
Sarah, I'd ask you if you're having problems with money, but I don't know if you guys have problems with money, so I think that would be a silly question.
No.
I'm not saying that you're having money problems, but things are not progressing the way that you want them to. And this card particularly is asking you to be patient.
Okay.
Am I waking up again?
No, I can hear you right now. Sarah, can you hear her okay?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's asking you that, telling you that you might have to take a new direction. So maybe
I have
new direction.
Yeah,
so maybe.
Okay. Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit now.
Okay.
All right. So repeat that last part.
I'm saying that she might have to take a new direction.
Now that's better. Whatever. Oh, there it goes again. I don't know. It gets better.
May have to take a new direction with the way you're doing things, in part as far as your feelings, because the struggle is more of an internal thing, because you're kind of feeling impatient, or is having you being impatient with the way things are progressing.
Okay.
Is there a certain thing in your life, Sarah, that you feel that way about?
Relationship.
Okay. It probably pertains to that. Anything else?
Hello?
Did you have anything else for Sarah, Jessica?
Yeah, I just want to tell her that the frustration with this is not only affecting her love life, but it's affecting how she's seeing everything else, her perspective, what she wants as far as her career, because wherever it is, it's like needing to change, not really change career, wondering if things were differently as far as her career, if the relationship would be better. And that's what I'm getting.
Does that make sense at all, Sarah?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Sorry, everyone. I know there's a lot of interference here. Are you using Skype, Jessica, or a cell phone? Or
probably why. The,
do you have a headset on or anything?
No, but maybe that would work.
I'm just trying to think of some way to maybe make it stop breaking up a little bit. It gets real tin canny sounding, like you're talking into a tin can, and then it starts breaking up a lot. I don't know what that is, but there's some sort of serious interference. All right, everybody, just hold on. We're doing the best we can here to get this a little more, and a little better shape. So everybody can hear her a little bit better. I know it's not a great connection. It sounded fine in the beginning, but for some reason now it's not so good. So we'll give her just a minute here.
Just lessons to be learned about what I need.
Well, it's true. It's absolutely true, because everybody uses something different. Some people are using Skype. Sometimes Skype is great. Sometimes Skype sucks. Sometimes your cell phone works, sometimes your cell phone doesn't. I mean, it just depends.
You never know. Is this better? I'm on my headphones, my headset.
All right, let's try that. All right. That's weird. Okay. All right. Daria, I know what you're talking about here with this next one. But let's get Lisa from Massachusetts on. Lisa, are you there? Lisa? She's on here twice, so I'm going to try, I don't know, maybe it's Blog Talk, I don't know. Lisa, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm well, how are you?
Hi, you're showing up in our on our switchboard twice.
Twice,
and,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So I'm like, this is just bizarre, I don't know what the heck tonight's going on tonight. It's like bizarro night, anyway.
It's probably my crazy energy lately. Like a tornado lately, tearing up everything, but I'll try to keep it at bay.
Yeah, yeah. Calm your energy down there, girl. Seriously. We got a show. Anyway, Lisa, did you have a question for Jessica tonight?
Yes, I do. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well, thank you. My question is in regards to me really wanting to kind of break ties with my family.
That's a rough one, and I feel that when you grow, it's hard when you outgrow spiritually the family around you. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
And I've been up in arms myself with the same situation, so I can really empathize with, you know, with it. It's heart-gripping to having to make those steps. Because when you're with your family, you want to be comforted. You know, you want to have that family close, but you're outgrown, you're outgrown.
Yeah. For me, it's been you know, for as long as I can remember, even as a little girl, it's just, you know, it. I don't feel like I even belong, or that I even exist to them. I don't. So I keep asking myself, why am I here? Why am I still here? When it's obvious they don't want you around.
And it could be, well, I'm not going to get into speculation, but it's just a difficult thing to make. And just give me a second. What I'm doing here is I'm shuffling the cards for you real quick.
Okay.
And I'm learning. I caught myself this time. Telling what I'm doing ahead of time. unfortunately, that's a really tough one to deal with. So.
Yeah.
What I have with you for you is the Two of Swords, and that's that emotional two of things: emotional splitting up and being divided emotionally. One half of you wants to be there and be supportive and be part of the group socially and having that family around, and the other part of you just want to, you know, have some sort of independence of self. And just because someone's family doesn't mean they're really that true definition of family. You can build a family with someone that is not related to you. And,
absolutely. I'm learning that.
And that's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yes.
It's nothing
and I
wrong
think
with
that's
that.
Why I think for me I need to get to that point and know that it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, but I don't see any interruptions in your card. I'm not seeing that it's, you're going to get a lot of hurt feelings, that's for sure, because they're not going to understand. Because from their perspective, they're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
You know?
That's been going on for years. It's
so
the role that, it's almost like the role that I've been playing for so long, and now all of a sudden you want to get upset over the role that you've been playing for 40-something years. And now you don't want to play anymore?
Right. And they don't understand that you were playing a role. They don't understand that's not the real you. So some compassion, I mean, I could sense where you're getting hurt, but some for you to really, I suggest being a spiritual person and myself and doing counseling myself, I suggest doing a spiritual wedding, though, first. Before you do the physical.
Okay.
Because then it allows you to be more confident within yourself and be at peace with yourself. And then when you approach them, you won't come towards them in a negative tone.
Right.
Because you can just slowly step backwards. That's what I did. I slowly backed away. I'm like, wonderful. And in the meantime, I was slowly backing off.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. I'm slowly kind of stepping out of it. I'm just stepping out of it because I can't do it anymore. It's like, why am I here when I'm not even acknowledged, even my presence? And I felt this all my life.
Okay. Also, when you connect spiritually, because I have a special card and a special tarot. Set of cards I have called the Higher Self card, and that's asking you to connect to your inner self, you know, just like I said, as well as you're going to see things differently. I want to give you for a quick instance, I separated from my family for a little while, and once I connected to my spiritual self, there were still people I didn't talk to, but there was a couple of them that I talked to. And I could see them from a different perspective and a different light.
Right.
And that's what you need. Just to connect for a little while and connect to yourself, and then you can see them in a different light. And that's what I'm getting from these cards, you know.
Okay, okay. Okay, that's good, because that's what I'm doing now. I'm just I need to do it. It's like it's time to do it. It's time to, you know, connect to yourself spiritually, and doesn't mean that you hate them. It's just that I just can't. I've been dealing with it for so long, and emotionally,
right.
it affects everything that I do, and I'm starting to notice that.
I'm just feeling that it's an inner calling for to get in touch with yourself. That's what I'm really feeling.
Yes.
It's an inner calling to, okay, it's hey, woo-hoo, and,
yeah,
you know,
true.
And it's one, your inner self wants attention, you know, instead
yes.
of giving our self attention.
That's true.
You know?
Actually, it's been several years since I've been out in nature, and I feel this longing and this calling to get out, just get outside, go for a walk, just sit on a park bench. Yes. And it's beautiful. And
right.
I lost that connection.
You'll get it back. It's always at bay, waiting for you to wake up to that side of yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But thank you. Thank you so, so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for allowing
me
to help you.
Thanks so much, Lisa, for calling in. And good luck. You know, I think that all this stuff, like the family stuff, it hurts your heart, you know. It hurts
it
you.
It does,
just,
yes.
And after so many years of putting up with it, I think it just starts to damage you, your soul, and become, you don't even know who you are anymore, you know. You don't enjoy the same things you enjoyed. And I think, you know, I call these people, you know, in my book and when I do interviews and things, I call the people like this energy vampires. And these energy vampires, so much of the time, are our family and the people we're closest to. So it makes it very difficult, and you don't have to not like them, you can still love them, but you have to back away. You have to not allow them to be such a huge focus in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be slowly, and not necessarily for their sake, but for your sake. If you back away slowly, you know, and do it that way, because that's what makes the biggest difference is just being able to, you know, you've got to be happy, you know, and people that think that God didn't put us on this planet to be happy are crazy people, because that's exactly what we're supposed to do.
Exactly.
We're supposed to find a way to find happiness and give other people happiness and you'll be able to do that. You just need to slowly maybe turn the tables a little bit, and I think things will get better.
You know, what's been happening lately is that people have actually been coming to me and just blessing me, strangers, out of nowhere, blessing me.
Well, you know what?
Just saying, bless you. Today I went to the supermarket, and there was this old gentleman who was sitting on a bench. I guess he was just waiting, and I just sat down next to him, and he just started telling me, you know, you got to believe, you got to stop worrying. You gotta let things go. You're tomorrow is not promised, and I don't know who this man is, and he just started just saying all of this to me. And I said, you know what, you're the second person that has come to me, a stranger, and that are saying things that I needed to hear.
Yeah,
that's because your energy is so easy to read. You know, I can feel you easy. You know, and a lot of people are not that easy to read, and they're probably feeling that necessity. And also, it could be your guides talking through them too.
Absolutely,
you know?
I mean, I wanted to cry just sitting next to him, because he was just, I knew that what was coming through him.
So many people, I think, right now in the world are empathic, and they're very. It's very easy for them to pick up on the feelings and the emotions of other people.
Yes.
And I think that's probably what you experience, Lisa, and you'll probably experience it more, because, first of all, I think that there's more and more empaths out there. But I also think that when you get to a point of despair that you're at right now, and you've been, you know, beat up and taken for granted for so long, that your energy becomes, like Jessica was saying, easier to read, you know, and you're probably going to experience that a lot more. So
That's
hang
true.
In there and take, take, you know, take, take all the beauty you can find and enjoy it, and try and just get through, get through these days until you disassociated.
Absolutely. Thank you both so very, very much, and God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. Jessica, your connection is still pretty bad, so I think what we're going to do is I'm going to let you off the line. We're about 10 minutes away from when I'd normally end it, and anybody that's on hold, I will get to you, and I will finish your reading for you, get your reading done for you. Jessica, I think you've got some sort of major phone issue there. I don't know what it is, but I whoever you're paying for that phone system, you should probably fire.
No problem. Yeah, I was just thinking I'm going to have to call them tomorrow, because today's Sunday. I'll go be calling them.
That's great. Once you get all that straightened out, I'd love to have you back on. So shoot me an email and let me know when that's back on. And when it's fixed, and we'll have you back on, because I love your personality and I love the way you do readings, and I think you'd be great on the show if everybody could just hear you well. Nobody can hear you.
Yeah, and the first bit of jitters is out, so now I'm good to go. Now I can do the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But thank you.
Exactly. You'll be just what to expect next time.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks,
and
Jessica.
I'll get it right.
All right. Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, everyone. I'm just going to do readings now. Believe it or not, I'm really good at it, just saying. I know I always have these guests on and everything, but the truth of it is I'm really good at it. Anyway, so don't hang up. And if you do, I'm going to be sad and you're going to make me cry, probably like I just made poor Jessica cry. I just couldn't take it anymore. Serena in Canada. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I have to take over the readings because I couldn't take the static anymore. It was driving me nuts.
I know. It was driving me nuts as well, but I'm very excited to hear from you nonetheless.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. I'm thinking I'm going to start seeing the switchboard lights out, because I never do the reading, so nobody really understands it. I do this for a living too, you know? I do, I swear. So anyway,
I'm sure you're awesome at it.
Thank you. What's your question for me?
I'm currently working, but I'm dying to get out of where I am, and I'm wondering if you see anything in the near future as far as a new move to another job.
All right. Is it the company that you're working for that you're unhappy with?
Yes.
Or just the job?
It's both.
Okay. All right, because it feels like wherever you are, the energy there is very bad. Like there's a lot of politics involved. There's a lot of nitpicking, and I just get a lot of just nastiness, like just stuff that nobody would want to deal with, you know, backstabbing, stuff like that. And then there's this level of I also pick up on like a level of aloneness, like you feel very alone there.
Yes. I started in January on contract, and my contract ends in December, but it is a large, large company. And yes, a lot of that does go on in there. And I don't think it's meant for me for sure, but not sure if there's something else I should be doing rather than that.
Yeah, it seems like it's a completely different position. It feels like a completely different company. I know that I get what you're saying about it being a large company, and I think that's where a lot of the politics comes into play. But I feel like there's where you're going to go to someplace much smaller. It feels like it's going to be a smaller position. And again, let me think about this contract thing, because you said you were a contract employee now, and I don't see that with the next job. Do you own your own business that you do contracting, or did this just come up suddenly?
What has come up? Do you mean
the job you have now? Did this just happen to be a contracting job, you know, a job that you were contracted for, or is that what you do all the time?
Oh, no. It's just an office job that I was only on contract for a year.
Okay. That's not what you're going to have next. Whatever you have next, and it feels like it's going to take place right at the beginning of the new year, so I think the timing's going to work out really well. You do need to start looking and put some, you know, put some feelers out there. Start looking, but it feels like it's going to be a smaller company, more personable. The people are going to be nice. It feels like it also feels like some sort of office work. I don't know exactly what kind of office work, but it's definitely an office type position. And I'm feeling it starting like January. So I don't feel like you're going to have a lull between jobs. You know what I mean? Like that scary time when one thing ends and you go on to the next. It feels like it's going to happen within, you know, I mean, you may choose to take some time off if you know, between
that's
jobs.
That's what I wanted to do. Yeah, I wanted to leave before
choice.
December and just take time off for myself.
Yeah.
Not sure if it's feasible, and, you know, that's what
it
I really want to do.
It seems like it's going to be possible, but I think that you need to have a position lined up before, I mean, if you're financially relying on this position that you're in right now, I think that you need to really kind of have something lined up before you take time off. And the time off doesn't seem like it's going to be more than 3 or 4 weeks to me. It feels like it's just going to be a few weeks that you take off. And it seems like it may be that you leave this position early because it doesn't feel like it's going to be a position. It doesn't feel like you're going to be there over Christmas. It feels like you'll be off around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to plan it that way. But you still want to have the other position lined up and just say, this is when I can start. You know what I mean?
I'm going to interview for in November or December and
It feels like you're going to interview right around Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving, right around there, and then you'll get an offer fairly quickly. It doesn't feel like there's a long wait for the offer, and then you'll be able to, because they might even want you to wait, you know, until the new year or something to start. So you'll get some time off there. Like I said, I'm not seeing it being a long amount of time off. It feels like maximum would be 3 or 4 weeks, and it may only be 2 weeks. I don't know, but I definitely feel like there's going to be some time off that's your choice to take.
Okay. So this is, you're thinking nicer people, better company?
Better company, and the pay seems about the same, a little more, but you have benefits. There are some sort of, like, there's benefits involved, and I mean, health benefits and 401k and all those kind of benefits, and just more freedom. It feels more relaxing. It feels like, you know, oh, I got to leave and go to the dentist, and they're like, okay, cool, see you tomorrow. You know, not like that, you know, oh, my God, I got to worry about losing my job because I, you know, just lost a filling. You know, I mean, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because that's the way it is right now. You have to, like, if you leave 10 minutes early, you have to make up the time. It's so stupid where I am now, but...
I'm
looking for something.
That's what you're not going to have, and that's the benefit, I think, of being with a smaller company. You know, saying small. It's not like a tiny company, but it's certainly not a huge corporation like what you're dealing with now.
So do you know what industry it is so I can watch out for this posting? Because I'm not sure what it would be, what a kind of industry.
You know what? I'm not picking anything up about the industry that it is, and honestly, that would be pretty pretty unusual for me to get that much about it that I'd be able to tell the industry. But it definitely feels. I'm not getting the industry because whatever the industry is of the company has nothing to do with really what your work is going to be. You're going to be working in, like, a part of that every company has, like a department that all companies would have to have, that sort of thing. So it's not – I don't think you're really tied directly to the corporate or the type of work they do, the company as a whole. So I'm not really getting anything with that.
Okay, and the same type of a position that I'm doing now,
yeah,
is essentially,
similar.
Or something totally different?
It's similar. It's office work. It's something very much like what you're doing now, only you know, I get your position now sometimes feeling like a robot. It doesn't feel like it's going to be like a robot position. It's going to be more like you have tasks that you do every day, but I don't know where the robot thing comes from, but that's what I feel like you're dealing with now.
That's true. It is true. It's very repetitive.
yeah, and it feels like you're going to have more freedom to plan your day out on your own, when you're going to do what, and, you know, as long as everything gets done, that's all they care about.
Awesome. That's so great. That's good to know.
All right. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you so
much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So now let's see here. Looking through the queue. And, I think I just messed something up because I can't scroll through the queue anymore. okay, I have Gina from Georgia, and I'll get you on as soon as I stop hitting the wrong buttons. Okay, here we go. Gina from Georgia.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
My question is about developing a romantic relationship this year or a little later. Do you see anything for me?
A romantic relationship. Let's see. Do you have someone in your life that comes and goes, like someone, you know, that kind of comes and goes? You know what I mean by that? It's like,
Right now, I'm going through a divorce.
Okay. So yeah, that's that. All right. That's probably what I'm, because I feel like it's somebody that's not completely out of your life. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. So what you want to do is not go back to any exes. Okay. That's the first thing I'm going to tell you. And exes are exes for a reason. Whether you married them or you didn't marry them.
Exactly.
If you broke up for a reason. Don't go back. My first thing, because that's going to be tempting. Thanks to Facebook and all the other social media sites we have, we reconnect with people from high school and college, and all of a sudden we're going back into relationships that were a disaster the first time. So this is going to be interesting, because I feel like are you just starting to start going out and things again, like with your girlfriends or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels like that's going to be how you meet somebody. It's going to be in one of those things where you're out with your girlfriends again, and you're just having, you know, you're having a good time, and you just happen to meet somebody, or they may know somebody already that, you know, that happens to go out with them, and that's going to be the way it happens. It's not going to be a setup. It doesn't feel like a setup at all. It seems like it's just going to be, wow, you know, you see each other and wow, some sparks start happening. I feel like, honestly, it's probably going to be, I don't know why I keep saying everything, I guess because of that's the big thing I see coming next is, you know, the holidays, which makes me want to throw up a little bit, but whatever. The holidays stress me out. I'm one of those people that's like, oh my God, I got to go shopping. I hate shopping. Anyway, I do feel like it's going to be fall, early winter. That's the kind of the season, like a transition, like somewhere October, November-ish, maybe even December. It feels like it starts slow. It doesn't feel like it's like, I mean, you catch each other's eye right away, but I think, you know, your divorce going on and he's got his own stuff going on, and there may be a little bit of a delay between the time you meet and the time you can actually say, hey, we're in a relationship. But it feels like you're going to meet him somewhere in, I'm going to say October, right around October.
Okay.
All right. I can't promise you this is like forever love here. This is your next relationship, you know,
okay.
And I wouldn't want to talk to you about forever love right now, because honestly, you need to take a break. You're going through a divorce. You need to just have a good time and, you know, go from there right now. I think that thinking about getting married again or, you know, anything like that, it's too soon for that sort of thing. I'm talking from your point of view, in a soul way. It may not be in your head that way, but it's definitely what your soul needs. So you want to just just go slow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm not thinking about another marriage anyway. But the funny thing, you know, other readers will say that, and I'm like, I'm not really thinking of that at the moment. I mean, I'm trying to get out of marriage.
Sometimes when you just get out of a bad relationship, and especially a marriage, and it takes so long to get out of the marriage. You know, it's like it's not like mm-hmm. you just break up. I mean, there's a lot involved to getting out of a marriage, and mm-hmm. I feel like you may love falling in love so much when you get to that mm-hmm. point. Enjoy that mm-hmm. feeling so much that you might jump ahead a little bit. So this is, mm-hmm. You might jump ahead a little bit. So this is just my warning, is to just go slow. Just go slow and take it one step at a time.
I totally agree. I usually don't fall easily. I've never been that type of girl. Anyways, it takes me a minute to really feel comfortable and really start opening myself to someone. So, because I never had it, you know, love at first sight or anything like that, or, you know, fall in love with somebody in 30 days. I never had that. So I know I probably won't do that with the next relationship, because I'm real close because I have kids. So, I have to be very selective in,
absolutely.
You know, bringing someone around. So it's not like I'm 20 again. So I can't do that.
You know what? You don't need to bring – nobody needs to meet your kids anytime soon. There's no need
mm-hmm.
for that. So,
exactly.
Until you are for sure head over heels in love, completely confident with this person, have done a background check, tested his blood and everything else, at that point you can introduce him to your kids. You know, you just have to go
right.
You just have to go super slow.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Do you see, a description of the guy? Or anything.
You guys all push it so much. It's so funny. Everybody does that. They're like, all right, well, can you give me his address and phone number? That'd be cool.
or a letter of his name. That
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know. I definitely get an M. I get an M in his name, but that I could be first or last name. I'm not positive.
Okay.
Also, I feel like he's tall. Well built, not real thin, not fat at all, but like built nicely, you know, like a full, he's got a fuller kind of body, dark hair. You're going to find him very attractive. You definitely will.
Mm, okay. That is something to look forward to then.
Yeah.
Have fun. Right.
To look forward to.
Yeah, I just want to have fun anyway. So, you know,
I like
the fact that I like being by myself at times, but sometimes I do miss some male company. So,
All right. All right, well, thanks for calling in, Gina. I hope you call back in another time. Listen in every Sunday at 7.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, moving right along. See, I am going to go fast here. I'm going to get to you guys. Kim in Maryland. Kim, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering, I guess I'm on the same lines as the previous caller about my love life.
Okay. All right, now in your situation, I get something with, all right, did you just end a relationship?
No, I haven't been in a relationship in a while.
Are you dating at all?
I just started, yeah, but nothing real serious. I've just kind of been to be left alone for the past two or three years.
That's what I'm getting to, is that there's something with... okay, so was the deciding to be alone because of the traumatic end to another relationship?
No, I just get tired of the...
You get tired?
I just don't have the energy to really put forth into dealing with a relationship, if you know what I'm saying.
But now you feel like you do?
On on some occasions, yes. Other occasions, I like them just to go away when I don't want to be bothered. And I know that is.
Well, I think, honestly, you're probably better off. I mean, the honest truth is I'm asking you all these questions because I really am trying to, you know, get more connected. I don't really see a true relationship and what I would call a relationship is something that grows. Okay. So you start dating, you continually hit milestones, you know, you date exclusively and then you may move in together. Then you may get engaged. And, you know what I mean? I don't see that for you probably even in the next 2 or 3 years. I don't see anyone. I do see you dating for sure, and I do see you spending time, you know, chunks of time with the same person, but I don't see anything that I would necessarily qualify as an actual love relationship in the next couple of years. But I think that's by choice. I really do. I don't think it's because you don't want it. I think it's because you wouldn't happen to be a Gemini, would you?
No, I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, okay. Well, that's close. Weirdly enough, actually, Geminis and Aquariuses are a pretty good match. So just keep that in mind. I'm a Gemini, and I know how it works because it's like, you know, you can get bored easily. And I think for you, it's not necessarily.
I think there's
some boredom, but I also feel irritation, like just like. Oh my God, I don't want to, you know, like you just want to have a good time. You don't really want the crap, the drama that goes kind of with a real relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
That's what it feels like to me is that you're more of a free spirit and you're more somebody you will probably want to spend most of your life with friends, with contacts, but certainly not in a relationship. I just don't see that. But it doesn't mean that you're not going to have feelings for people. I just think that, you know, they're not. It's going to be off-putting to them for you to be like, all right, done with you, and then maybe a month later be like, hey, how you doing? You know what I mean? And like be ready to spend more time with them because you're it's like this annoyance. They annoy you.
That's a very accurate statement. I don't want to feel like I'm obligated to. I like alone time. I love being alone, which is, you know, this is the first time really in my entire adult life that I've ever been single. I've always had a boyfriend. I've always went from one relationship to the next relationship, one marriage to another marriage, and you know, I've kind of like being alone. I like being solitude by myself. And sometimes I just don't want to be bothered with the day-to-day mundane of you have to call me, I have to contact you, I have to check in.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm the same way to some degree, but I'm married, I have 3 kids, I've been married twice, and I think that I feel like I'm the same way, but on occasion, you know, like my husband goes, he travels for work, he's an airline pilot, so he's gone a lot, so it works for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be ideal. That would be ideal.
Exactly. If you can meet someone who isn't, like, constantly in your face, but even that, I mean, you know, my husband calls and checks in and, you know, hey, what's going on? How are the kids? Our kids are all pretty much grown, but, you know, and I'm just like, really, I was in the middle of watching a Netflix movie. You really had to call for that. You know, it's the same thing. It's the annoyance of being bothered, you know?
Yeah.
So I think
I know a lot of guys that I meet, they get very frustrated because they say I'm unattainable or, you know, I don't seem interested and I, when I don't want to be around you, I don't expect you to contact me. It's like, I'll call you when I want to talk to you. Other than that, leave me alone.
Yeah. I think that's just your style. I think it's just your personality, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have met somebody that I started working at a part-time job just because I don't know how to relax. I'm constantly like on the go, So I started working at a part-time job, and there is a guy there that, you know, it was immediate. I mean, immediately I felt an attraction to him, but I just pushed it, kept pushing it down because, it, you know, I work with this guy. I, you know, mixing business and pleasure sometimes is, you know, isn't a good thing to do. But over the past, like, year and a half, we've kind of gotten closer. And just here lately, it seems like something has changed in our relationship. Not relationship, but our friendship. I know he's going through some tough times with getting out of a relationship with somebody that he had a baby with. But just here lately, just things just seem different. Like, you know, he's texting me more, he's being more playful at work, and I guess I just want to know, is this something that maybe I should pursue, or is this something that is just not going to be in my best interest?
Honestly, Kim, the honest true answer to that question is absolutely you should pursue it, but you have, you know, I think he'd be a great guy, I think you'd have fun with him, but you have to be really clear, because of just the way you are. You have to be very clear that that he understands how you work, not to take the distance personally. When you pull away, you'll be back. You know, you just need a break. Or say, you know what, you know, I love talking to you, but can you, you know, if I let you go to voicemail, don't call me 15 times. I will call you back, you know.
Yeah,
he doesn't
do that whatsoever. Like, I mean, last night was the first time that we've actually had a texting conversation longer than, you know, hey, you know, can you come into work today? Or, you know, it's like he puts himself in situations that he knows that I'm going to be there. Or, you know, like he'll ask me to come in when my day's off. Then he'll ask me to stay late. I guess I just want to know, is this something serious on his part, or is this just, you know, me possibly going through, like, oh, toying with the idea, well, you know, maybe I do want a relationship.
It's funny because I think that there's a part of, I think that there's a little bit of the same thing going on with him. He feels like he's in a place where a relationship, a long-term relationship, isn't something he's looking for either, but he's definitely really interested in you. So I think that the key is to just be completely honest with each other, what you expect, what you want, what you're like, you know, your personalities, what annoys you, what doesn't annoy you. It's, you know, he just has to understand you, and you just have to understand him. And everybody needs to do that in all relationships, but in this relationship, it needs to be even more like that. You have to be super clear about everything, that bothers you. Don't let, you know how you just let those things, like, go, and then all of a sudden you, like, explode because you've held it in for so long? Yeah, you don't want to do that, because if you let it go that far, you're going to end up ending a relationship that may have, you know, may have a possibility of becoming something more eventually. Like I said, I don't think it's going to happen anytime, you know, anytime soon, but he could definitely be somebody who you find, you know, that you spend time with, that you enjoy being around, that you date, that you're into and you know, enjoy being around. So just, I would just take it one day at a time, being really, really clear with how you're feeling, what you're thinking, and all of that.
Okay.
All right. So call and let me know what happens with that one. I'll be interested to know what happens with this.
I sure will. Thank you for your
time. Right. Thanks, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, moving right along, we're going to get Kathleen from Massachusetts. Kathleen, hello. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, I have a question about a guy named Joe. I want to know if you see this relationship going anywhere. I really can't totally read him.
Is there an age difference between you?
7 years. I'm older.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the first thing I saw, was that there was some sort of... I don't think that's significant, like a significant age difference or anything, but it just felt like there was something there. Because he definitely seems interested in you, but there's something that holds him back, like something, and that's, I don't know if that's the age thing. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's like it's something that's holding him back that feels it feels like it could be an age thing. It could be something that he's been through or that you've been through. I don't know. There's something there.
Yeah, his wife died last September, and I met him in October. And she would have been a year older than me, so I don't think it's the age. I think it's that. But I don't know how long this is going to continue.
It probably is that. And I think, you know what, it's not – I mean, he's obviously still grieving and all that, but it's not just that. He has he's actually got a really good soul and a really good heart, and he's somebody who feels very – he feels like he would be cheating on his wife still.
Still, I heard that.
Yeah, it still feels like there's like he feels. Does he still wear his wedding ring?
No, he wears a ring that she gave him, but it's not a wedding ring.
Okay, all right, because it feels like there's some kind of jewelry that's some kind of significance that he still wears. But it also it just feels like he. You know, you just have to be patient with him because he's just – and there's also a part of him that's afraid of losing someone else. So he's afraid of falling again because if he falls again, what if something happens? And that may be where the age thing comes in because maybe that age difference, you know, as we get older, more things are more likely to go wrong, you know, health-wise. That may be why I picked up on that being an issue. I'm not sure, but he's very sensitive, and he doesn't feel like he could handle losing anybody else again, you know, this way. And he really feels like he's really interested in you. It's just one of those things that you would have to kind of approach it as a friends only kind of thing in the beginning and just let it go from there as he becomes comfortable with it. You're not going to be able to control this or lead this one. You're going to have to just kind of let it happen as he's ready to, you know, have it happen.
Do you see us ever joining together or?
Yeah, I mean,
like ever living
do.
Together or anything like that?
I do, if you can. I mean, you know, life is about choices, and there's no divine destiny here for most things in life. I really don't believe that most of this stuff is, you know, necessarily. I mean, God didn't say, okay, you're going to be with this person. I don't believe that really is the way it works. But I do think that we have some control with free will and all of that. You can choose to do what I'm saying and take it slow and have a friendship and let him make the moves. Let him take the you know, set the pace of the relationship. And if you do that, I do see you ending up together. Absolutely. But I think that's going to be hard for you to do. You know, just from what I'm feeling about you is that's really not your style. You're not one to just sit back and you're like, well,
yeah.
I want this. And it seems like he wants this. Let's just go and let's just make this happen. And for him, he's just not there yet. It's not something he's ready for.
Do you have a point at where he'll come to terms with all this?
It feels like once
a time frame.
Yeah, I feel like once she's been gone, like he needs to get through.
She'll be gone a year. September 5th.
Okay, it feels like he needs to get through Christmas, like so it'll be two Christmases that she hasn't been around. I feel like that for sure has to happen. Somewhere between Christmas and like the 18 month mark, I feel like that's when he's gonna be ready for more. But you still have to stick around. You have to be there. You have to be a friend to him. You have to be someone that he communicates with and talks to without him feeling any pressure.
Because I would like to move in with him someday, and we kind of just threw that back and forth. But that's something I would like. I don't know if that would happen after the 18-month mark or what. But.
I mean, I think it's absolutely possible that it could happen. I just feel like you need to let him set the pace. I really do, and I know that's hard, but I really feel like it's definitely hard for you. I just feel like
yeah.
for you, just not how you roll. That's my.
I wear my hat on my sleeve. That's the problem with me.
Yeah, and that's and so it's going to be hard because it's going to feel like you're hiding a place, a part of you, because you're having to hide these feelings, the depth
mm-hmm.
of your feelings for him to a degree. But that's what you're going to need to do if you want us to move forward.
Okay.
All right.
So I appreciate the reading.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you, Kathleen.
Okay, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was nice talking to Kathleen. I'm pretty sure she's a regular caller of ours, and that's always nice to have the regular callers. I like talking to them because I get to keep up with their lives a little bit, although most of the time I'm not doing the reading, so and half the time I'm not paying attention when you're getting a reading. So there you go. That's the truth. All right. So now I have someone on that is I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, but it's Domilus, maybe. I'm not sure. Is it Domilus?
Good job.
Thank you very much. I was not sure I had that one at all. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good.
You?
Good. I'm doing great. Doing readings unexpectedly, but I'm doing great. wasn't planning on this, but I'm having a good time. I love doing them. I should do them more often, I think. What, did you have a question?
Well, I just lost my job. They closed after 4 years. And my question is, what do you see in my future regarding a job and my purpose?
Okay. All right. I'm getting a couple things. First of all, I don't feel like you're going to be unemployed very long. It feels like it's going to be short term, maybe a couple months, which may seem like a long time because if I was unemployed for a couple months, well, now it doesn't matter because I run my own business. But if I didn't have any clients for a couple months or, you know, something, it would be, you know, you feel it, you notice it. So that is kind of a long time. But in this situation, it doesn't feel like it's going to be as long as you may think it could be. It feels like something's going to come up really soon. Now, the interesting thing is, though, whatever the job is, isn't necessarily going to be what you are really meant to do. You know, like you have a very, your personality, and I've talked to you for 2 seconds, so, you know, I could be totally wrong, but I'm just saying, this is what I'm picking up. You're very personable. You're really good with people, and I feel like you're going to be in a more behind the scenes type of job. And you would do a lot better if you were out front, like, you know, like dealing with people on a day-to-day basis. So, and there's, you know, and it's interesting because I get something salesy, too, like you'd be good in sales. You'd be, you know, some type of sales position, something where you had a little bit more control over your time and things like that. It doesn't feel like you would have a problem, you know, there's no pushiness or anything like there, but there's just this ability to relate with people and understand, and people feel cared for when you're with them. So they feel like they matter when you're with them. And people like that kind of person. And I think that's why I'm feeling this, is that would be a good thing for you, or somewhere, or some type of position where, you know, again, that you're relating with people one-on-one, like a one-on-one kind of thing. I feel like that would be a really great position for you. What did you do before?
Well, I was a tech fitness for Curve for 4 years, and before that, 10 years selling electronics on commission for Sears.
Okay.
So I'm reading sales.
Yeah, sales. Okay. Well, I think that's an avenue that you should look at. I really do. I feel like because of your personality and just the fact that people, you know, like being around you, they like you, they feel good when they're around you. I really feel like you would be successful at that. I mean, you could even go into real estate or something like that. Some people would like to shoot me as soon as I say that. Other people are like, hey, that's a good idea. You know, it just depends. But real estate would even be a great sales thing for you. Anything where you're having one-on-one communication with people, and especially things, either large purchases, you know, and electronics can be a semi-large purchase depending on what you're buying. You know, that you were doing before, but anything where, you know, you're not going to be a checkout person at Walmart. You need to be the, you know, somebody that people are relying on to, they're going to trust you is what it is. I feel like they're going to trust you and trust that you're giving them good information. You're giving that you're being honest with them and you're saying it impartially, not like trying to make money off of them. They're not going to, you know, like some salespeople, you go in and you're just like, oh, my God, like that, you know, you go into a used car, you know, used car place and you're just like, yeah, okay, stop talking to me right now because I feel like I need to take a shower, you know, just being around you. You don't have that effect on people. People really, people feel like you're being honest with them, that you're being true, and they like that. So that's why it feels like something salesy. And I don't think it's going to take long. I feel like you're going to, like, just a couple months. How long have you been out of work?
Less than a month.
Okay. All right. So I don't think it'll probably, I don't think it'll be, are you looking hard right now? Are you really pursuing things?
I started about a week ago.
Okay. Yeah, I think everybody needs to take that little break after, you know, they get done one position and try and decide what you want to do, what you'd be good at, you know, because you don't want to do the same thing again a lot of times. Go ahead.
Continue.
What was that?
Continue.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just feel like there's something coming up, and honestly, like I said, it feels like, honestly, to me, it feels like you'll be out of work total 2 to 3 months, and I would say closer to two. I think you're going to find something really soon. You just have to decide what it is for sure you want to do. If you want to get into sales, then start looking at sales jobs. You need to narrow your focus a little bit. It seems like you've got a wide focus of things because you're good at a lot of things. There are a lot of different things a lot of different things you have knowledge on, and a lot of different things you could do. So if you just expand, like instead of expanding things and open up, kind of narrow yourself a little bit, narrow down to something different that, something that you know you want to do. And then I think you're going to find something very fast.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. I think that's good. We've done lots of great readings tonight. We had Jessica Brown on. Everybody, please feel free to visit her website and learn more about the things. She does a lot of great things. She's got a lot of great ebooks. Her site is SpiritualSuccessHaven.com, SpiritualSuccessHaven.com. Hopefully we'll be able to get her back on again when she can actually, we can actually hear her, because the communication was just the whatever was going on. We had a bad connection. So I'll try and get her back on when she gets that situation fixed. Next week, I believe we have psychic readings again. Honestly, I did not check, but that's normally what we have on. So I'm pretty sure that's the plan for next week. And I'll be sending more information out on that throughout the week. So make sure you go to my website, lisatarves.com, LISATARVES.com, and follow me on Twitter. You can follow me at Lisa Tarvis, and you can follow the hashtag Just Believe. Unfortunately, you're going to get a lot of Justin Bieber stuff, too, because apparently he uses that hashtag as well. But anyway, so just follow me at Lisa Tarvis. Also on Facebook, you can find me under Lisa Tarvis. You can find me under Metaphysical Healing by Lisa Tarvis. So anyone who, if you follow me on any of those sites, you will know exactly what's going on when with my show next week and who's going to be on. Also, anybody still listening, you can start calling in at 6:45. We start screening calls right around 6:45. So if you call in, then you'll have a much better chance of getting on the show. And don't forget to visit rightstreamradio.com and learn more about all of our fantastic shows and our talented radio hosts that we have on the shows. And everyone, enjoy your week. I appreciate everybody listening, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye.